Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's your buddy, Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. Welcome back. It's Monday, September 18th. Do you know what that means? Yeah, it's Monday, September 18th. No. More than that. Number one, I hope you're having a great day, and I just hope you feel the energy coming through this microphone to your earbuds, however you're listening to the show. Know that I appreciate you. Know that I understand right now, if you're not rich and you're not wealthy, look, join 99.9999999% of the population. However, understand this much. There are people praying on their hands and knees that they can have your problems. They are crying themselves to sleep every night, hoping that they can have your problems because their problems are way, way bigger, okay? Understand that much. 9 days from today, our daughter Susan gets her trach out. Oh, my God. Can you hear the angels singing in the heavens right now? Oh, 9 days. Do you even get that? Yes, I do, Sam. Do you even get that? Oh, my God. This journey started October 7th, or August 17th. 2014, with the birth of a child at 1 pound, 460 grams. Your cell phone probably weighs more than that. It's probably longer than what she was when she was born. Given no chance to live, minutes, maybe hours. Moving on to the trach. Let me tell you a story about the trach as well. Can I share a story with you? Well, of course you can, Sam. It's your show. Okay, thank you very much, because the title of this show is You're Blessed. Let me give you a hint. Download Charlie Wilson's song, I'm Blessed. You will you like you ate a banana sideways when you listen to that song. I'm gonna use it as an extra tomorrow on the show. Charlie Wilson's I'm Blessed. Download it on iTunes. You're going to hear it tomorrow on the show. I'm going to make a point of it, man. That song gets me jacked up. You can't help but be happy when you listen to that song. Anyway, side note, New Edition not touring this year? What's up with that? What is up with that? Does New Edition not? They should tour every day of every year. Side note, I was just thinking about that in the car today. Never trust a big butt and a smile. December 2014. I'm speaking in Orlando, Florida. It's a Friday, and they make the decision that morning they're going to trach Susan, which isn't a decision they were going to kind of a couple days before there was a chance, probably 50-50. They said, well, depending on her vitals and things, because she had been having trouble breathing, she had chronic lung disease, and yeah, her lungs just weren't developed. And air wasn't getting from her. Like you and I breathe through our nose and mouth, it goes down through our airway into our lungs, and then we exhale. Well, Susan wasn't able to do any of that. That's why she was on a ventilator, because she couldn't breathe or exhale really, and it couldn't get that negative, toxic, poisonous type of, I don't even know what it is, nitrogen, oxygen out of your lungs. Help me out, doctors. But the point is, they had to bypass her airway, and they said, well, maybe Friday we'll trach her. And I'm like, Ann, she's talking to my wife. I said, I can't fly to Florida. She goes, well, you got a contract to speak. You can't back out of the contract. And I think we've had this discussion a number of times. When kids are in the hospital, there's nothing you can do. The best thing you can do is pray. Don't worry about me. I've got the kids. I can get them to school and back. Susan to the hospital. I got it. You don't need to be here. You can pray just as much, and our family needs you out there selling and earning income so we can pay for the medical bills and everything else. See, that's the power of a relationship. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm a first-class ass in my marriage and have been. Okay, I'm not now. I was. I did some pretty terrible, stupid things that lack judgment. Okay, but when you have a spouse that's forgiving, not only does it help the person who's been forgiven, the person who does the forgiving is the one that feels the best. Haven't you ever found that when someone does you wrong on any level, it's like, and you forgive them, and then you feel better because you let it go. Well, that's our marriage, and that's why we've been married going on 20 years in February. And I always tell people, don't come to me for marriage advice, okay? I'm the last guy you'd ever want to be married to, man. I am a bubble on a skillet going 100 miles an hour all over the place, creating stuff nonstop every day. That's the way my motor runs, and I can't think of another female in the world that would put up with that crap other than Angela Crowley. And so she told me, you got to go to Orlando. Just go. And when, if Susan gets traked, I'll send you a text. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's so 2014. I'll text you, you know. So I woke up that morning, still not really a decision, and I was speaking at noon. I was due to go on stage at noon. And I never do this, but I brought my cell phone on stage with me, but I didn't bring my A game. I brought my cell phone to see a text to see if I was going to get notified, but I didn't know how I was going to, in a 90-minute presentation, be able to check my texts. I was just, I guess, going to sit there and torture myself and see, because I had to shut my my phone down around 11 because I got to mic you up as a speaker, and then people come up and talk to you, and you can't take any phone calls. So I go, well, I'm not going to look at my phone right now. I'll just wait till I get on stage. So there was an end table with a couple of bottled waters on it up there. They introduced me, Sam Crowley, every day Saturday. So I get up there, and it's like a nervous twitch. Every 3 minutes, I was looking and glancing over at my cell phone while I had the clicker to the PowerPoint in my hand, while I'm trying to remember what the hell I'm even talking about, while I'm trying to be on top of my game. And let me tell you, I never phone it in. I never phone it in, ever, as a speaker. I mean, I am so freaking lucky. I mean, there is no other way to put it. Lucky to have the life that I have. I would never go to an event and not give it 8,000%. Okay, and you shouldn't either, regardless of what you know. When I was in the corporate world, I hated my job. I gave it 8%. I hated it. I hated it. But now that I love what I do, and man, when you get to that point, let me tell you, don't ever let that go. Don't ever let that go. When you finally love what you do, forget about the freaking money, okay? Get the money out of your head. Just don't ever let that go, because the money's going to come as a result of the value that you bring. So I'm up there speaking. 10 minutes goes by, no text. 10 minutes, 12, 15, 20, bam. Text message from Angela. And I remember that, man, when am I going to get a chance to read that while I'm speaking? And I'm thinking, oh my God. Now, I didn't even have my A game to begin with. Now it's dialed down to like C game. I just got to get off the stage. My stomach's in knots. My daughter, what's going on with my daughter? I didn't know if she was or wasn't getting traked. So there's a point in my presentation where I show a video testimonial, several of them actually, but there's the very first one comes up about an hour into my presentation. So about 40 minutes later, I go, hey, I want you guys to take a look at this video real quick. And it runs for about 3 minutes. And Angela, I went over to check the text message on the end table there on the stage. Literally on the stage, everybody else is focused on the screen and the testimonial. And I swipe right, open up the text, and it says, Susan got traked 30 minutes ago, we'll keep you posted. Now, guys, okay, I'm telling you all this because the trach comes out in 9 days. I mean, hallelujah. Praise God. This is unbelievable. This is what, no matter what storm you're going through in your life right now, I promise you, if you just stay in faith, pray to God, ask for supernatural healing, surround yourself with prayer warriors on Facebook. Don't get on Facebook to see what Democrats and Republicans are talking about. Get on Facebook to say, hey, man, I don't want to bring my problems in the marketplace, but can you lift the Crowleys up a little bit? If you happen to be talking to the Almighty One this weekend, would appreciate it. Thank you. That's what I use social media for. Pray, man. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. Pray, pray, pray. The power of prayer. So your daughter got traked. What do you do with that? I don't even know what that means. All I know is a hole now in her throat. I went ashen-faced, like just pale. And I faked it. I mean, I'm sure nobody else noticed, but my sales were at about 20% of what they normally would be, maybe 30%, meaning I made absolutely no money, might even lost money on the trip, hotel, airfare, all that. And I couldn't get off the stage fast enough. And I probably left, I don't know, 50, maybe like 70 grand on the table. I mean, literally because I didn't bring my A game, because I wasn't focused, because I didn't stick around to network in the lobby and talk to people about my different program. I probably left 70 grand on the table. But I left my heart in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was 1,500 miles away. And some of you might be saying, dude, why would you ever leave your – see, that's the thing. My wife and I always had that. And there was no guarantee Susan was ever getting trached. It was just kind of 50-50. And the only thing I would have been doing was pacing around. Pacing around does nothing. Does no good. The worry is a down payment on a problem that may never happen. Can you write that down? Worry is a down payment on a problem that may never happen. So I left the event. And before I go any further, we're about 10 minutes into the show. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, sponsored by the Momentum Club. If you haven't joined the Momentum Club, we're really going to be pushing the Atlanta live event coming up October 27th and 28th hard. $97, we're going to have the sales page up the end of this week. $97 general admission tickets. It's going to be a small, intimate environment. I'm going to be teaching about exactly what I'm doing right now, speaking, podcasting, monetizing your message, taking all of this internet stuff and taking chess and turning it into checkers. I mean, very, very simple. Lori Mercer, who runs all my online assets, is going to be there. Karen Bettinger is going to be there talking about how to get promoted and speaking and all of that, how to book your own events, run your own events, all that good stuff. It's mindset, marketing, mastery, all of that in between. Momentum, especially. So for the $97 sales page, you can wait for that, or you can join Momentum Club for $47 and get two tickets at absolutely no charge. So it's a no-brainer. I wanted to make it a no-brainer because the Momentum Club magazine, Momentum Monthly, comes out this week, delivered to your home. We got a placard. We've got the Saturday Pledge going out there. We got merch, the shirts, the mugs for $47. Come on, man. It's a no-brainer. Go to mymomentumclub.com, mymomentumclub.com. Get inside our Facebook group. Post in there how excited you are to be in the group. Even if you can't make it to Atlanta, get inside the Momentum Club, mymomentumclub.com. So I go back to the hotel, and the only thing I got on my mind is a martini. That's all I got on my mind. And it happened to be the dog show in town that weekend. So literally, when I checked in the night before, I was checking in next to an Irish setter. And then when I went to my room, I got on the elevator with a Boston Terrier. And then when I exited the elevator on the 11th floor, I was met by a big-ass poodle, like the biggest poodle, bigger than my shed outside my backyard. This poodle, like, scared to live in crap. Like, that thing, Sasquatch or what? So the night after I spoke at the event, I had the worst sales day. My daughter got trached. I'm texting my wife. How is she? And then my wife sent me a photo, and my daughter's face was ballooned to the size of a station wagon. I mean, you didn't even recognize her. She was all swollen, and she had this ventilator tube going into her throat. I mean, guys, let me tell you, it's all I could do not to literally have a nervous breakdown. And I ain't about that. That's not my makeup. I'm not nervous breakdown material, okay? So I'm sitting in the bar, and I'm drinking a martini, and it's going down smooth. And I'm looking at this photo of my daughter being traked, and I'm thinking, Lord Jesus, God Almighty, okay, what are we doing? What do I do with this? How do I rebound from this? What do I do when I get home? I mean, I got a daughter with a hole in her throat? You out of your mind? God, what are you giving me this cross to bear? See, we immediately go into, we feel sorry. We play the victim role. But I learned a while back, going through bankruptcies, going through personal times, going through the death of my mother, which was a very difficult time for me because she raised me, her little Sammy, youngest of eight, by herself. My dad left when I was 3 months old. And so I'd been through some very tough times, and I'd learned to really compartmentalize that, you know, and put that over here, put it to the side, okay? Focus on when I need to get home. It's Christmas time. All right, Susan's going to be great. She's in Children's Hospital. I don't even know what the hell a trach is, and do not get on the internet for this stuff, because I did, and I looked at images, and I immediately X'd out of it. And I just sat there with my martini, and I think this is okay. I prayed. I cried. Oh, did I cry? I'm in the corner, and I remember looking over at a dachshund. Remember, it's the dog show, okay? And I'm like, dude, you look, with those sad-ass eyes of yours, you're looking at me. Oh, it wasn't. It was, oh, God, what are they called? Is it a beagle? No. Is it a dachshund? The floppy-eared, sad, droopy-eyed dog. I think it's a dachshund. I'm like, dude, those sad-ass eyes looking at me. I don't know which one of us is sadder, you or me. But, boy, thank God you're. I don't know. There could not have been a perfect time for the droopy-eyed dog to be staring at me from across the room while I'm sitting in this leather. By the way, the martinis were like $20 a pop. That's another thing. I lost my you-know-what just having martinis at night. And I started drinking at like 5. So I didn't leave there until about 10 at night. I don't know how many I had. I think I mixed in a Guinness or two with them as well. But I found myself at peace. And I'm going to tell you why I found myself at peace that day in Orlando in 2014. Because I could not control any of it. And there is a very powerful thing that happens when you know you don't have control. You may think, Sam, that sounds crazy. No, it really doesn't. Because when it's out of your hands, it's out of your hands. And that's actually a pretty damn good thing that my daughter's care was not in my hands. All I had to do was pray, and take care of my three older daughters and keep the family unit together and know that my daughter would come home. Just stand in faith that she'd come home. And so when I ended that night, I don't remember going back to the elevator into my room, but I know I woke up in my room, and I know I flew back that day. It was a Saturday. And I went right to Children's Hospital to see my daughter. And, man, when I walked in the room and saw her, I'm like, oh, my God, because my wife wasn't there. My wife was home. And this was Christmas time. It was like the 13th or 14th of December, so the kids were at school plays and stuff. And I remember walking in thinking, oh, Susan, I am so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry that you got to go. I don't know if you heard, if you're in pain. And the nurse said, yeah, she's pretty swolled up, but that's going to go away in about a week. Let me tell you something. You get a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months removed from any situation, and you can look down on that situation, look back on it. The pain's not as – it doesn't cut as much, you know. And I went through that again with the death of my mom. I was a mess for a month after my mom died. I didn't even know what was going on, you know. But you get removed from that. It doesn't mean the hole closes. It just means it's kind of covered up. Like if you dig a hole in your backyard, kind of cover it up. But it can be exposed at any time. You listen to a song. You see a movie. You go back to your hometown, something opens up that hole, something digs dirt out of it, it's open again. But then it closes back up. And so now 9 days away from her trach coming out, now she weighs 30 pounds. Guys, come on, man. Do you not see the miracle of life in that? Do you not see how great your life can be if you just stay in the game, if you just stand on your faith, if you just pray and follow that up with congruent action? God doesn't answer your prayers just because, oh, I'm going to answer your prayer. Here we go. Ready? Catch it. No. You got to get out there, man. You got to still keep moving. This is the only life we got. I wish there wasn't any murder. I wish there wasn't cancer. Everybody knows somebody who's lost a friend to cancer. The most recent to me was Carla Zandi in 2012. She died on her 45th birthday, July 21st. I mean, hometown friend of mine. Buddies of mine, her brother, Bob and Scott, ripped your heart out. I don't know why that happens, but I can't control that. It's another thing I just can't control. But I know this much. God is good. God is faithful. He will be there with you if you take action and don't just stand there and wait to get mowed over by a semi-truck, okay? So here's my message. I'm 9 days away from seeing my daughter's trach come out. I'm going to try to Facebook Live it if I can, stream it. You can be rest assured there'll be video of it. But life is really damn good for me, man. And it's got nothing. Have you heard me mention money one time? One time. Been going now, what, 17, 18 minutes? One time. One time. Have you heard me mention money? Look at all these idiots on the internet talking about money. How much money, 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 how much money you can make. Hey, love it. Money's great. Money is not the root of all evil, okay? Everybody gets that verse wrong. For the love. For the love. Put three words in front of it. Changes the context of the entire book of Timothy when he talks about money. For the love of money is the root of all evil. That's why money is referenced so much more in the Bible than anything else, because God knew it would be a reason why people acted like absolute asses. That's my Bible verse. Thank you. Okay. Money. Money runs our entire life until you have a trach kid. Then it doesn't matter about money. Yeah, money, oh, get my kid healthy. Is she breathing? Is she alive? Okay, great. How much did that cost? I don't care. $5 million, $3 million, it doesn't matter to me, man. Now, when you come to Atlanta, we're going to talk a lot about money. We're going to talk about misconceptions of money. I'm going to show you how to make a lot of money. If you're interested, I'm going to show you how to make enough to pay your bills and get out of the damn rat race and make every day Saturday. I'll show you how to do that if you'll allow me to do it. $47, seriously? Go to mymomentumclub.com. Let's do it. Let's meet in Atlanta, October 27th, 28th. All the details are there. In the meantime, count your blessings. Understand you are blessed. Don't count the debits. Count the credits, all right? Don't look at that stuff going out. Look at the stuff coming in, baby. And are you a good receiver of blessings? That's a big, big topic, too. You got to be able to receive blessings. Be still. Stop worrying. Remember, worry is a down payment on a problem that will most likely never happen. And by the way, the more you worry doesn't impact a problem at all. Not one life has been changed due to somebody worrying. Think about a problem you've had that you've worried about, and then you're like, oh, my God, thank God I worried so much I was able to change it. Never happened. never going to happen. So let's get after it, man. How about this for a Monday motivation message? Come on, man. Get yourself some. Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram. Let me know how this hit you today. I'm fired up. Fired up. Fired up. Fired up!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.